This is Jason Eaton with Radio On The Go Sports. We're being joined by the head coach of the North Butler Bearcats, Austin Guerrero. And coach, coming into this game, you talked about how you wanted your team to play fast and hang their hat on the defense. I got to think, your first initial impressions of the game, of how the team did doing that.
I was really happy to see our effort. I thought our effort level matched the intensity we talked about all week leading into this game. It's a long first couple weeks of the season when you're waiting and chomping at the bit to get your first live action. And I knew we'd come out and play hard. I just didn't know if we were, you know, as fine-tuned as we needed to be on the defensive side. But like you said, we came out and we did play Bearcat defense how we want to, and that helped lead into our transition offense.
You went to it looked to me like a 1-2-2 press there for a little while. What were you seeing there that made you switch up to that defense?
We got length this year. We got a lot of bodies. One that we can play. We just have a lot of guys that we can get in and get out. So with our press, it allows us to, you know, pick up the tempo and get some of those bodies in there. And then we have just length all the way around. Even our guards are pretty long this year. They're pretty tall and they're pretty active. So we can just get some tips and run out layups that way.
Wrigley Endelman for you tonight picks up 19 points. He's the leading point scorer. Was that the game plan tonight? Try to work it down low to him and just let him play it off the glass?
He does a great job of buying into our game plan and playing several different positions for us. Last year we had a couple different bigs and he played majority of the time on the perimeter, and that wasn't something he was accustomed to doing. And this year with him and Shear down low, we can kind of mix and match who's rim running and getting easy layups and transition, and Endelman does a good job from the outside as well. I think the biggest spot for him that he's grown is his vision on the court. He does a tremendous job of reading the open gap and then finding his open teammate if he doesn't have a good shot. But, he's just a kid that will do whatever you want him to do.
And along with that, working that ball down low also opened up the three-point shot for you a little bit. Talk a little bit about your strategy there tonight.
Yeah, we talk about, you know, we want to look inside out, and we have two very unselfish bigs on our team that more times than not, they're going to probably throw it back out to the perimeter. And there's a few times I even give them a hard time. I'd like to see them square their shoulders and finish, but you're never going to fault a kid or players for being unselfish. So we got great shot opportunities around the perimeter from inside out play. And actually tonight, I feel like we missed a few that we, you know, normally have been making. So I think that'll come along as the season goes.
Coach, any final thoughts as you pick up your first win of the season, 1-0 in the top of Iowa Conference? Any final thoughts tonight?
Yeah, it was a team, you know, they lost several key pieces from last year, but as a team that got us twice. So to get them one time on our longest road trip in the conference this year is great, and we're just excited to see where we can take this team.
Thank you very much. That's Austin Guerrero, the head coach of the North Butler Bearcats. I'm Jason Eaton for Radio On The Go Sports.
Appreciate it.